Time now for our weekly book review program with Maulana Ashraf Dokrat, and we are busy focusing on general knowledge, how to acquire it, and the importance of having general knowledge. And we're going to be starting off with a recap of last week's program and some of the books mentioned. But let's welcome Maulana Ashraf Dokrat first. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana.
We trust that you are well, Maulana.
Allah's fazal, alhamdulillah, Maulana.
Alhamdulillah. Well, a recap of last week's discussion and also some of the ideas that you can share with us today in terms of acquiring general knowledge.
Well, Manana, last week, at the end of the program, we referred to a book called The Story of Life and the Environment, an African Perspective. Really what we did was we looked at the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Isra, in ayat number 36, tells us in a sequence of verses that discuss really how people can get things wrong and understand incorrectly, but also through that wrong knowledge, Allah Ta'ala explains the wrong knowledge. Allah Ta'ala in a sense tells us what are the means of knowledge. Allah Ta'ala says that one is your sama, one is your basar, and the other is your fuad. And in terms of sama, we mentioned that this means listening, and that we should become good listeners, and we should become good listeners to everyone, irrespective of who the person is. At times the person can even be wrong, Maulana. But you can learn something from there, and your mind will work out why the person is wrong, why this particular argument is wrong, why this particular style of putting, or this particular understanding of the world is flawed. And that is also a type of a knowledge, to know what is right and what is wrong. And if you have good company, then you still have to listen to people in your company. And listening what a person says is really a tremendous source of knowledge. One can learn from this knowledge, and it can be a means to further knowledge, in the sense that you listen to somebody in a discussion, in an interaction with somebody, and that becomes a means now for you going to find out something else. And your general knowledge then increases. And it can be about the most mundane things, and at the same time, it can be about the most sublime things that we know about, the Deen al-Islam, etc. also.
Mm.
Then, in terms of our basar, Maulana, our sight,
yeah.
What we need to be is intelligent onlookers. Like this verse in Surah Isra tells us that these people do not see correctly, and that is why it takes them into disobedience. We must be people whose sight is the sight that is infused with iman. We should not let the world pass us by while we are in ghafla, while we are in complete oblivion of what is going around us. So let us look carefully. Let us try to, we said last week, read whatever you are looking at. If you see something written, read it. Look at it and read it. And evaluate what you see. On your own, you should try to draw conclusions and try to find out more now based on what you have observed. If you have observed a machine working in a certain way, or a certain architectural feature that has got certain benefits to mankind and insan, try to find out why the architect has actually designed it in that way. Has it got to do with the way and the direction of the wind in a certain area? What is the reason for that feature? So the more we observe, and observation really is an art, because once you acquire the art of observation, it can lead to great knowledge, in fact.
Hmm.
We know, Maulana, in our own tradition, in the Islamic tradition and among Arabic kitabs, there are entire sciences and entire fields of knowledge that are based entirely on the faculty of observation and the analysis of that finding.
Hmm.
And ulama have written entire kitabs on this, on this fun, that is on funun, that are based only on observation. In other words, subjects that are based only on the faculty of observation. A person who is a keen observer can analyze and make some very, very, pertinent findings. And Muslims were really the best in the past as far as this faculties are concerned, because a Muslim has a living heart. A Muslim, his heart and his self, his nafs, his self, is more alive than the one who does not recognize Rabbul Alameen, the Rabb, the maker and the sustainer of all the created world that we see around us. A Muslim can understand Al-Khaliq better than a person who doesn't have the nur of Iman in his heart. So we are the best as far as this is concerned, and let us open our eyes and be intelligent lookers, because this will improve our understanding of Rabbul Alameen at the end of the day. The third faculty that is mentioned in this verse, Maulana, is that of the fu'ad, the heart. And here it is interesting to note that this is identified as an independent source of knowledge. In other words, the fu'ad also has a path that takes to the akal, to the intellect, all of its own. And this fu'ad is really the ability, the heart, where it can process ideas and thoughts, and it can think about what it has in front of it, the given ideas and the given thoughts, and lead to further knowledge, to further general knowledge about the world and about things that we have. So all these inform the akal. The akal is really the intellect of man, and these are very, very powerful means by which every human being and every insan, and especially every woman and child and man, can really improve their general knowledge of the world around them. Because this is the question, the big question: how can we know more, and how can we be aware, and how can we be observant Muslims, and how can we know what is going on all over the world and in our own surroundings, and in such a way that it benefits us and brings us eventually closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And for that, Maulana, you need to possess those qualities, as you say.
Yes, yes. And Maulana, last week we stopped, I think we looked at, we were discussing the quality of sama, you know, listening. Mm-hmm. And we said, in terms of practically, we all listen to Radio Islam. so we should be improving our knowledge greatly, inshallah, because of the good programs that Maulana Habib Bobat and others present to the listeners. So this is definitely a means of improving one's knowledge. But at times we are out of range. At times we are not listening to Radio Islam. And there, I think, we should listen to other radio stations that offer us this type of knowledge as well. And one of them is the public broadcaster.
Interesting indeed. So, in terms of some of the reads, I see you've got some books also that you can suggest for us to read in terms of acquiring general knowledge, Maulana.
Jee, Maulana, what we're trying to do over the next few weeks, inshallah, if you would allow it, is that, you know, we try to increase the sources. In other words, give people an understanding about where they can listen, where they can see, and where they can think about these things. And for example, we just spoke about the radio as a source. If you think about it, in whatever language our listeners are comfortable with, whether it is the Ukhozi FM or the SAFM, the English servers, or the RSK, or the, what do they call, the Isikoza station, Umlobo, Wenene, or the Sutu station, the Lesedi, or the Pedi station, whatever Siswati, any station is covered for by the public broadcaster. And these are really a good source of information. There are a number of programs there for general knowledge. I'm not suggesting down that you throw your receiver away, Maulana. But what I'm saying is, at times we just don't have Radio Islam, or we're in the car, or we want to listen to something else. And the public broadcaster is always a better choice instead of a commercial station.
You mentioned that sometimes you cannot catch the radio in the car, and I see last week also you mentioned that one of the ways of acquiring general knowledge is playing lectures, Mona.
Definitely, Mona, playing lectures, but you know, remember you want to really play lectures. Audio books are also a very good source, you know. Your audio books that you can download on textbooks, all of these things become a very, very important source for this, you know. If you're in your car, there's always your radio. If you're on SAFM, for example, once a week, just before the 6 a.m. news, there is a religious broadcast there. RSK have Shuyukh and Mashayikh from the MJC who give lectures in Afrikaans. But audio books, one that you mentioned, is really a very, very important source of information. And today, that is, with all the gadgets that we have, we simply have to download an audio book onto our phones and make it accessible and link up to our car systems. Monana, really, what in our own experience, those who have told us about audiobooks, for long journeys especially, it is a means of keeping the peace in the car, Monana. Everybody is happy, everybody is quiet, and really you learn quite a bit. Instead of just playing the same nazams over and over again, or the same favorite mashayikh that we have over and over again, this is a way of also broadening our knowledge and learning something new. There are novels that one can listen to through the audiobooks. There are Islamic audiobooks available from the School for the Blind, the Dar Room for the Blind. They have produced a number of these Islamic books that are available on audio as well. So we have a range of materials that are suitable and also a good way to pass our time on.
Interesting indeed. And also, Mara, we have lots of people commuting to work using public transport, etc. So maybe earphones and things like that for them.
Very true, Mara. You just have to look at how those affect our hearing and make sure that they don't really cause us any health problems.
Mara, jazakumullah khairan, interesting stuff shared, and we'll continue with the same discussion in the coming weeks also.
Yes, Monana, just for so that our potential contestants who want to join the Radio Islam, forget that the book's name. Yeah, the book's name is The Story of Life and the Environment, an African Perspective. There are four authors. The first one's name is Joe Van Us, and the book is available through Strake Random House, and you can go onto the website, randomstrake.co.za. And it's a well-known book. All bookshops should carry this book. It's in the Strake Nature series, Mona. Mona, before we go, we know that the book that we should be reading really is the Quran Kareem, especially with the Ramadan coming up right on our doorstep. So the suggestion is that, let us try to see from now till Ramadan, let us choose 30 days. And for each day, let us choose a part of the Quran to read. In other words, day 1 to day 30. And see how much of that para for that day. Now that's for the first day. How much of Quran have I read for the first day? And if you haven't read, don't continue with that para. Go on to the next para 2. And eventually, over the 30-day period, let's see if we were good readers or we were poor readers, because that will really tell us how far we've managed in terms of making a khatam of the Quran. Because just as those days go past, just as that para goes past, the first para will go past, that is how an entire day in our life is really going past, either with having completed a para for the day or without having completed the para for the day. So that's a challenge for our readers, Mawlana, inshallah, in the next 30 days as we prepare for Ramadan.
Inshallah. Mawlana, jazakumullah for your time.
Much appreciated. Mawlana.
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.